Good Friday. Today is April the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. As we take a look out in the backyard and garden, there is a bit of a concern in some parts of the state where folks are receiving unsolicited seed packets in the mail. Both the USDA and the Ohio Department of Agriculture are urging caution, and we'll talk about it after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look this Friday morning, out in the backyard and garden, the Ohio Department of Agriculture, along with the USDA APHIS, that's the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, is asking Ohioans to be on the lookout and send any information if they receive unsolicited seeds in the mail. Now, earlier, the Ohio Department of Agriculture did distribute a release. They said several gardening organizations have reported their community members are receiving unsolicited seed packages falsely labeled as originating from various organizations, and the activity appears to be part of a brushing scam similar to those that have been talked about in the past all across the country, involving packages marked with foreign labels and unfamiliar seeds. So to protect the local ecosystem and agriculture, do not open and do not plant those seeds because they may contain invasive plants or harmful pests. You want to keep those sealed in the original packaging and immediately contact the Ohio Department of Agriculture or the National Plant Board state contacts. Your vigilance will help ensure the health and safety of our environmental and agricultural communities, and so it's encouraged that you are vigilant on this. The instructions are very similar to the ones that APHIS has put out before within quarantine. The new addition, though, to the instructions is for the person to send the following information. Pictures of those seeds. Ideally, don't send them necessarily themselves, but just send pictures. Pictures of the shipping and label packaging, and then any other pertinent information. If there's an invoice, labels on the seeds, or any documents they may have come. And then again, you would forward that to USDA APHIS, or you can contact just the Ohio Department of Agriculture. They say you should put those seeds in a sealed bag and ideally store them in a freezer temporarily and then await further instructions. Now, if you're told to just dispose of the seeds, you do not want to open that seed packet. What you actually want to do is wrap that thing up tight with duct tape, get as much air out of it as you can, even double bag it in a Ziploc bag, squeeze it airtight, and then, like we said, wrap it up, and then it can be folded and put into the basically into a burn barrel or something like that, or something that's going to keep the sun from reaching it so it doesn't end up germinating and growing, but you can discard it. If it is something that you actually went ahead and planted now and they've started to germinate, they're requesting that you remove those, either the seeds out of the soil or if they've sprouted the plants, and at least 3 inches of the surrounding soil, and again, place that in a plastic bag. Squeeze out the air inside the bag, put it in a second bag tightly, and then put that in the trash. But do not compost it because they don't want anything from it to spread, but that'll eventually just decay and deteriorate. The frequency of unlabeled, unsolicited seeds is very low in Ohio at this point, but it does seem to be occurring in some places, so they just want folks to be aware. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, the USDA's latest fruit and tree nut outlook provides a glimpse of both projected strawberry and apple production this coming season and what that might mean for consumers. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
Will you have plenty of some of your favorite fruits this year? One way to find out, USDA's Fruit and Tree Nut Outlook, a regular publication from the Economic Research Service.
Our fruit and tree nut outlook reports are released 3 times a year in March, July, and September. We cover a lot of different commodities in each report. Most of them follow a seasonal pattern.
Catherine Weber is among the research economists authoring the outlook series. For the March release, strawberries were among the featured fruit commodities.
In the first 2.5 months of the year, strawberry shipments were up in Florida. Florida produces strawberries during the winter and spring, and typically accounts for 10% of domestic production,
with the remaining 90% of strawberry production coming from California, with peak shipment season for those berries in May and June.
For 2025, the California Strawberry Commission expects acreage in California to increase from last year.
Likewise, Florida strawberry production is also expected to increase. Fresh strawberry exports reached record high volumes in 2024. From a price perspective, both grower and retail prices for strawberries were down year over year in February, with the retail price average at $2.91 per 12-ounce package. Time to turn to another favorite fruit for many, apples. After producer prices dropped to a four-year low last April in both nominal and real terms,
fresh apple grower prices reported by USDA NAS began to slowly increase in the first 6 months of the 2024-2025 marketing year.
Catherine Weber says apple production last season rebounded after three consecutive years of below 11 billion pounds, experiencing a 14% increase for this season.
While the 2024-2025 production forecast is slightly lower than last season by volume, the apple harvest is still projected to be above average.
Other apple notes from the recent USDA Fruit and Tree Nut Outlook, top varieties by production.
Gala and Red Delicious varieties are expected to account for almost one-third of U.S. apple production this season, according to the U.S. Apple Association. Honeycrisp is expected to fall back to fourth place behind Granny Smith following a record crop last year. Fuji is expected to round out the top five apple varieties by volume.
And regarding price highlights,
in mid-March of 2025, shipping point prices for popular varieties such as Gala, Granny Smith, and Red Delicious were higher than the same week last year, but remained below average prices during the same period in 2023.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.